Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever known a congregation which did not have some disagreements, contentions, frictions, and schisms? Almost all churches sometime in their history have had serious problems, either doctrinal or moral or personal. I'm convinced after preaching more than 54 years that most problems and differences in churches arise from personal irritations. Sometimes we may say the divisions are over doctrinal matters, when they stem from two brothers or sisters who could not or would not get along. You did notice that I said sisters and not just brothers. From my observation, that is a rare occurrence, but it does happen. The church at Philippi was a very strong and totally committed church. Well, almost totally committed. There were two women at Philippi who were not getting along well. I know they were women because the names are feminine. Will you please listen to Paul? I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind. Philippians 4:2. I know you have read that passage many times. Have you ever wondered what the differences and disagreements were? I know they had differences, or Paul would not have pled with them to be of the same mind. Paul used the word beseech in reference to these two women. That word means to call to one side. It can be translated urge, encourage, warn, comfort, and desire. The noun form of the word, comforter, is used of the Holy Spirit, John 14:26. It is also used of Jesus in 1 John, where the word is rendered advocate, 1 John 2:1. In Philippians, Paul may be using the word in the sense of begging. He did not want the peace and harmony which existed at Philippi to be shattered by the disagreement between these two women. The theories regarding these two women's schism have been most interesting and not very helpful. The late Dr. Merrill C. Tenney's beautiful little book, Philippians, the Gospel at Work, says that Euodias may have been the chairman of the Ladies' Aid Society at Philippi, and Syntyche may have been the chief soprano in the choir. Page 91. As much as I respect Dr. Tenney's scholarship, I am sure his suggestion has no merit. The church at Philippi had neither a Ladies' Aid Society or a choir. These are later inventions and additions to the worship and the work of some churches. Bishop Lightfoot's commentary, St. Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, says that these women may have been ladies of rank, like Phoebe in Romans 16:1, deaconesses in the Philippian church. Page 158. This, dear friends, is pure speculation. It has absolutely no merit. Besides, there is no scriptural evidence that Phoebe was a deaconess. What their troubles were is really of no consequence. But Paul pled with these two women to be of the same mind. How discouraging and damaging it is when there is friction among the members of the body of Christ, whether between two women or between two men. The New Testament epistles are very explicit about the sinfulness of division in the body of Christ. Who can forget these powerful words to the Corinthians? Now I beseech you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:10. The Lord Jesus Christ prayed that all his disciples might be one, as he and the Father are one, that the world might believe that God had sent him. John 17:20 and 21. We must work to remove all irritations and hindrances to unity. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.